Yeah, I mean, it was different last year playing for Dallas. I mean, growing up as an Eagles guy, so playing for Dallas was a huge jump. But, you know, I adjusted there, and then so this is a much different. It's nice to be up in the Northeast again, though.
Yeah. What's it like? I mean, now you're a little bit older than Mark, right?
Yeah.
You were, I think you were senior when he was a freshman, stuff.
Something like that, yeah. Like 2 or 3 years older, but yeah, I got to meet him first time up here. He's great. I mean, great guy, hard worker, good leader, and fun to play with. So I was happy to get here and then be able to connect with him for the first time, and then hopefully us both getting better.
So you're already used to that mindset of, you know, what it's like wearing a different.
Yeah. Anytime I go home, I know I get some
grief.
Yeah, get some grief for it. But yeah, I mean, Dallas might be even more of a rival to those Eagles fans. So I was getting a big time last year.
Well, how do you see your role with these guys playing? I mean, you're in a nice spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot, and a lot of good young linebackers, and it's a good situation. I mean, I'm so comfortable here, and just how they run the organization. I mean, it gives you a comfort level, and it's a system I play better in. I mean, more 4-3 guy than 3-4, which I was in last year, so I wanted to get back into that 4-3, and I mean, I'm just more comfortable playing it.
Do you sense that this is kind of a really wide-open job hunt?
Yeah, I mean, you sense it every year. I mean, any team you're on, it really is. The coaches say it, and it's the truth. I mean, there's no jobs given out. You know, the players who have been around for a while and are older, they're looking to replace them, and the young guys are hungry. And so it's always competition, and then the coaches create an environment where you know that, you know, if I work hard and I produce, they'll play me. So no one's ever comfortable with the job, and it's the linebacker position in particular. I mean, it's an open job, and anyone can go for it, and it's just, you know, who will excel and make plays.
Are you more comfortable in the middle than on either side? Or?
Yeah, probably more comfortable in the middle, but, you know, I've done both, Will and Sam, in the past, so it's no different. I mean, the 4-3, they're kind of interchangeable. The body types are all the same. That 3-4, those outside linebackers start to look like D linemen. I mean, they're grown men looking. But 4-3, I mean, we're all similar body builds. 230s and 6'2", 230s, and can play. Each guy can play each position.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this. I mean, obviously you're in a new start here, but obviously the Philadelphia incident probably didn't help you.
No, it didn't help at all. Yeah, I mean, it was a tough situation, kind of a misunderstanding at the airport, and you know, was flying out to a wedding in Pittsburgh, a friend of mine's wedding, and had something in my bag, you know, a pocket knife I didn't even know about. Hadn't even seen it in over a year, so I was a little shocked when they pulled it out, and but it's something I got to deal with now, and you know, I was here all off season. I was able to lay a foundation, hopefully with the coaches, to know that, you know, that's not the kind of guy I am. And but you know, same thing. You know, I'm responsible for it, and I have to accept whatever punishment's handed down.
So, what is it, most likely a fine your attorney said or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he didn't even want me really to comment on it too much, so I'll probably already be in trouble with him. But yeah, I mean, I think that seems likely. Hopefully it'll get resolved, you know, sooner rather than later, and put it behind me and move on from it.
Were they understanding here? Were they disappointed?
I mean, I definitely disappointed. You know, it would be shocking if they weren't. You know, they don't want the bad publicity. I don't want it on myself. And, you know, being a new guy here, I don't want to, you know, put a scar, you know, on the city, you know, a bad mark on the city that doesn't even know me that well. So, you know, it's just unfortunate, you know, and but, you know, at the same time, you know, my fault, and I got to prove to everybody, you know, that, you know, I'm not that type of guy, you know, guy to get in trouble, first time I've been arrested, so pretty embarrassing for me.
Is this one of those dinky ones, you know, like pocket knives like this?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just
Swiss Army knife, kind of?
It's a spring-load one, so.
Like you said, just something that was like deep in the bag, and then you just totally forgot about it.
I have a toiletries shaving kit that we packed from Dallas, and we drove from Dallas to Jersey. My wife and I, and it's the bottom of junk I hadn't seen in a while. And but
so you were probably more surprised than they were.
I was surprised I hadn't seen it. I thought I lost it, so I was surprised to see it again. And then I knew it was going to be, you know, a long day.
Did you make it to the wedding?
I did. I was, I didn't make it to the wedding.
Dan, sorry, I'm a little late. Can you talk about the competition at middle linebacker and how you feel about, you know, kind of having to work your way up?
Sure. It's you know, an open job right now. They got okay. Good to see you again. They got the starters out there right now doing a great job. You know, the first day, those guys worked hard all offseason, and they're doing a great job. They're smart and smart young players and productive. So, but you know, like any other position, there's an open job. Everyone's going to compete for it, and you know, you find out at the end of training camp when looking back how you did and if you were good enough to get to the top.
Don't you want to, when you work with the second team, do you want to see how you would be like with the first team? Is it different like that? You know what I mean? Getting to that second team?
I mean, this will be my sixth year. I mean, I've started, you know, enough in the past to know how I fare against the ones. So when I watch myself on tape, it's not who I'm going against as much as my technique, my reaction, my key and diagnose. And I can break myself down no matter who I'm playing, you know. So, that's how I improve. So, yeah, obviously you want to go against the ones to try yourself against, you know, Eli Manning and see how you do. But, you know, it's just where they put you. You got to do the best out of that situation.
Special teams guy, too?
Yeah. Yep, and special teams.
Guys, look at the division, you know, NFC East. Considering this could be considered one of the best in the league for a while, do you guys could still view it as the top division in the league? Or
it's a great division. I mean, I was in the NFC South my first 4 years, and we still love this division. I mean, it's big, tough, kind of old school football, and it, you know, it's always a battle when you go in. So last year was my first time playing in it, and that's how it is. I mean, you play these teams twice, and it's a dogfight every time. So there's no breaks. There's no breaks at all. You know, you can beat up on a team at all. I mean, they're four really competitive teams.
You guys are the only team really without a mobile quarterback. How does that change, you know, defensively, going against three guys who can scramble kind of at will?
Yeah. I mean, Eli can move, too. I mean, I don't know if he can move like RG3, but, yeah, those teams give you a whole different set of problems. And through the offseason, we've been preparing for mobile quarterback, read offense, so, you know, where they're riding that handoff in there and the guy can pull it out. So we've been preparing for it, and hopefully, you know, we'll fare good against it. All you can do is work and practice and prepare, and hopefully you can play well against it.
What were some of the college programs you coached to get things like this still option?
We haven't watched it as players. We haven't watched tape, but I know the coaches, I think they met with some people and watched tape. I'm not sure exactly who. You'd have to ask them. But, yeah, the colleges, they're who's facing us the most. I mean, and they know. I mean, they figured it out. This was kind of relatively new to the NFL. So the NFL is kind of a step behind. I think going into this year, people have a much better understanding of how they try to attack you in that. So it'll be interesting to see how everyone fares with that type of offense.
Can this year be a test of whether it's here to stay or whether it's...
That's a good point. Yeah, I think it will. If it can get through this year where everyone researched it all offseason, if it can be successful this season, it'll be an offense that'll stick around for, you know, a long time until the trends change, you know, a couple years from now or however. But it'll stick around longer than just a one-hit wonder.